It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Welcome back to the Brown Moments Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine Conference in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for the second half of our college basketball doubleheader this evening as the Benedictine Ravens play host to the Briarcliff University Chargers. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the CARE Radio Sports Studios. Tom Couch with the airport side. Gus will be toddling along here in a little bit, so we'll see about all of that. Okay, media out. Thank you. Getting heads up on the media timeout coming up. And for Benedictine, it is a lot of things going on. Football this afternoon, ladies basketball a moment ago, guys game getting set to come up, Halloween hoops going on, and glad to have you along with us for the Ravens' first home game of 21-22 basketball season. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to return. We're going to talk about the, bring you the starters, a little insight into the game, and then it'll be tip-off Raven basketball. Coming your way here on K-Radio right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison. New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Public address fans are getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. Allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the Briarcliff University Chargers, under head coach Mark Savarga. They come into the ballgame tonight at 1-0, and they're going to be starting number four, Quinn Vesti. He is a 6-foot one-inch junior from Indianola, Iowa. It'll be Connor Groves, a 6-1 junior from Sargent Bluff, Iowa. Out of Sheldon, Iowa, it is Jaden Klein Hesseling. He's a 6'2" junior. Quinn Vasa is a 6'8" senior from Nebraska City, Nebraska, and a 6'6". Ashton, Iowa native, Kyle Vorhaus. For the Benedictine Ravens, and head coach Ryan Moody, his associate head coach John Beer, Benedictine coming to the game at 1-0. Also, Ravens are going to be starting a little different look because they've had one guy get banged up over in Illinois. So you're going to find Jaden Crystal, a 6-foot senior from St. Joe. From St. Joe, Matt Austin, he's a 6-foot senior. From St. Joe, Saxton Thuston, he is a 6-foot senior. Eric Cruz, a 6'2 senior from St. Louis, Missouri, and 6'6 senior out of Omaha, Jaden Kimmy. So there are your starters for both of these ball clubs. And glad to have you along with us. Benedictine is in its home white with red and black lettering and trim for Briar Cliff. It is a traveling black uniform with blue and gold lettering and trim. And typically that's not a great combination, but for some reason the combination looks really, really good on this Briar Cliff uniform. So it is a positive thing. Cruz comes into the center circle to jump it off for Benedictine. We're set to go and hope you enjoy men's college basketball. The ball is up the tip of the way. BC's got to control it down. And Ravens come out on offense. We are underway. Out on top of it, that is Jaden Bristol. Jaden having a big game in the season over. 20 points against Lincoln. Turnaround shot. Cruz for two. Quickly snap. Benedictine brings out on top. 2-0. We are less than a half a minute into the game. Out on top of it is going to be Briar Cliff. They'll start left, work around to the edge, come back out on top to Connor Groves, find Hesseling with it, back out top side once again. Find Hesseling, kicks it over to the right side. They'll start to drive in, Quinton Versi, nothing. It's going to be Dylan Bristol. It's a breakaway. Give me two. Jaden Bristol. And here comes again Briar Cliff back on offense. Ravens in front, 4-0. The feed down just outside the left block, backing in, a little travel, no whistle, backing in, leaning in, shot up, no. Rebound to go down, it's going to be Bristol. Bristol right side, Austin. Matt goes all the way to the wing, close to the baseline, changes hands with the dribble, brings it out on top, dumps it down to Timmy. Timmy backs in, draws the double coverage. Austin in the corner, Saxton, three, short. And a rebound, it's going to be hauled down by Klein Hesseling. Minute and a half into the game, and the Ravens leading it 4-0. Back out top side. Here's a shot from the top. Up, rolling around. It's no good. Saxton Thuston coming down. BC into the forecourt. 18:15 to go in the half. Driving down. A little behind a back bounce pass. Comes back out on top. Matt three. Oh, yeah. Matt Austin. So Matt Austin for three, and as quickly as that, Coach Zavarga decides to take a timeout. Briar Cliff in a little bit of trouble early on. Joseph, an early break, if you will. Coming at 18:07 to go in the opening half, where it's Benedictine 7, the Chargers nothing.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. Or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where, of course, for the basketball, it's going to come up Briar Cliff after taking that timeout. They'll drive into the lane, bring it back out to the top, and we're going to have a foul called against Benedictine, and they are going to whistle Jaden Bristol. It will be his first foul of the ball game, the first foul by either team. And the Chargers are going to have it back in play with 20 on the shot clock. They'll refresh it to that. Around to the left side for Hobb. Ball's going to be stripped away, knocked out of bounds by Jaden Timmy. It will come back in with 15 on the shot clock now to Briarcliff. Pass comes out on top. Here come the Chargers. They'll work around the perimeter, looking to keep the ball above the three-point circle. Now enter in the reverse layup. It's going to be up. It's going to be blocked by Cruz. Follow shot is going to be up and good. Not got it down, getting his first points and the first points of the game for Briarcliff. It's going to be Kyle Borhaug. It is 7-2 Benedictine. Ravens right side comes out on top. Cruz. Back over it comes Bristol. Look down to the baseline for Cruz. Nowhere to go there. Comes back out. Matt goes left side, changes hands, left-handed layup off the high, off the window, and good. Another bucket for Matt Austin, and he's got five. It is 9-2 Benedictine. 17 minutes to go in the opening half. The pass comes on top, the set shot for three, all alone, and an easy three for Jaden Klein-Hesselink. 9-5 Benedictine. It feels like the Ravens have been just dominating in the ballgame, but still find themselves only leading by some 4 points. Here's a Cruz three. Uh-uh. And a rebound pulled back away by Briarcliff. Top side with it is going to be Quentin Vaza. Quentin Vaza out of Nebraska City, Nebraska. Now driving into the lane, trying to get a quick step and failing to get the ball down on the floor. Barman Kripp is going to turn it over to the penalty violation. It will be put in play in front of the Raven bench. 16 and a half to go in the half. We're getting a substitution into the game. Maybe we had, but yeah. I believe we've got a new guy in there. We do for Briarcliff. It's going to be Nick Hoyt, a 5'11" junior from Hamburg, South Dakota. Here's a shot up. No. Followed up and in for Benedictine by Saxton Thuston. 11-5 BC. Ravens out on top. We're 4 minutes into the contest. Top side is going to be Briarcliff. They'll look over to the right edge. Batted around. It's going to be knocked away and stolen. Coming up with it is going to be Austin. Matt comes into the forecourt, takes it down the right side, keeps the dribble alive, goes top of the key, back over comes to Timmy, now down to the right block, Saxton, backs in, stops, bunny hops, left hand shot, yep, count it. Saxton boosts it for two more, and he's at 4 points. Ravens have stretched their lead now to 13-5, 15 and a half to go in the first half. Back out on top, working around the Benedictine pressure defense. Driving into the right side of the lane. The push off with a free hand. The shot goes up with a backhand, and they're going to call Jaden Timmy for a foul. That was an aggressive move to the rim by Quinn Vesey. Now, let's be very clear. For Briarcliff, we talked about a moment ago, Quentin Vaza. We have Quentin Vaza. We also have Quinn Vesey. So you don't get a lot of guys on teams whose both of them have the initials QV, but we've got that here tonight. First free throw is up, and it is no good. One more shot coming up here for Quinn Vesey. On his way, rolls out, he'll miss them both. Back up court for the come Benedictine. It's going to be Jaden Brusso. Vesey is from Indianola. Here's a three, right on line, but a little too long. And a rebound hauled back down by the Chargers. Briarcliff into the forecourt, 5 minutes into the game. Ravens leading it 13-5. Top side with it is going to be Nick Hoyt. Skip pass comes out on top between the circles. Coming into the lane, no room, falling away from 13. Nice shot. The falling down shot by Nick Hoyt is up and good. 13-7, Benedictine. And a Raven from the outside hits something good and another long range shot for Benedictine. Ravens back up the other way. Here comes Briarcliff. They'll dump it over to the left wing, accelerating down to the baseline. The kick's going to come out on top. Bessie will start into the lane. No room there. Kicks it over to Borjavi. Shot is up, missing. And a rebound. Upstairs, Saxton Thuston for the board. Gets it away. Bristol, look away, pass in the middle. Tyson Cathy in the game. Shot on top. Matt, A, three, yes. Not Austin. Time out. Briarcliff. Time out of the court at 14:08 to go in the half. Ravens 18, Chargers 7.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here in the Nolan. 14 minutes and 8 seconds ago in the opening half, and the Benedictine Ravens have forged an 18-7 lead over Briarcliff. BC's out on the court with Eric, who's going to make a substitution. Ravens are, and they're going to bring, well, I'm not sure who they have brought into the game. Let me see if I can figure out who 31 is. It's not Joella Dese. Not really sure who 31 is, and we haven't been provided with adequate information, so I guess we're just kind of out of luck. I think it's Ahmad Lewis, but I'm not sure. Here's the feed over to the left side, fading away. The shot is going to be up. It's going to be batted out of bounds by Tyson Cathy. No good. Packet's going to come. 13:51 to go in the opening half. Tyson Cathy looks to defend at the inbound, and the inbound pass nearly stolen by Jaden Bristol. He got upstairs as they were trying to bring it into Nick Hoyt, but going to be snapped out of bounds, lost into the Benedictine bench. And once again, Briarcliff will be putting it in play. 13:50 to go in the opening half. 13 on the shot clock. Briarcliff brings the ball in. They'll have it up top side. Shot clock now at single digits. Driving in is going to be Vaza. He gets it out on top to Groves. Connor Groves. Down to the left block. Vaza drops his shoulder. That was a power move into the middle. It's up and good. Quentin Vaza, his first point of the game. Benedictine advantage now is trimmed to 18-9 at 13.5 to go in the opening half. BC out on top. Driving in. Cruz dumps it over. Head fake, no shot. Back over to the right side. Nicer could not control the ball in play. Ravens are going to lose it out of bounds. And here comes Briarcliff. I'm on the court for Benedictine, and again, I guess that's Ahmad. I'm not sure. We'll ask somebody in a little while. Here's a layup that's going to be up and good for Briarcliff from underneath the goal. And that bucket is going to be my Matt Stillwell. Stillwell gets his first points of the game, just checking in, a 6'2 sophomore from Johnston, Iowa. Nice here with the basketball. Runs into a defender. No foul, no whistle, lots of contact. Lewis goes over to the left side, driving in. Nice here, has the ball taken away from him. Nice steal by Stillwell. He'll bring it down the floor himself. Stop, brings it out on top between the circles to the big man. Kicks it over to the left side to Connor Groves. 12.5 to go in the first half. Ravens leading at 18-11. But right now, Briarcliff in control of the basketball. They got a little momentum, and we're going to get a foul. A whistle and a foul off the basketball. It'll be on Quentin Vaza. Going to be his first foul of the ball game and the first foul by Briarcliff tonight. Briarcliff goes to the bench and continues to bring in new athletes. We're going to see Kyle Borjavi come back into the game, and in for the first time tonight is going to be Sammy Green. Sammy's a senior from Alton, Illinois. Don't know what his height is. Don't know what his position is. We'll see if we can figure out any of that. But none of that listed in the program tonight. 12-12 to go in the opening half. 18-11. Top side is going to be Matt Austin as Benedictine is on offense with a 7-point lead. Matt spins into the lane, changes hands, left-hand shot is up, no good. Rebound, Tyson Cathy allows himself to just have the ball taken away from him. tries to gap the overpowered in the middle by a player for Briarcliff. And into the forecourt with it, they will come. 11:50 to go in the first half. Chargers with the basketball, trailing Benedictine by 7. One-hand push pass out between the circles to Connor Groves. Groves holding it up high, being guarded by Lewis. Shot clock's in single digits again. He'll pull up the straightaway three, knocks it home. Connor Groves for three. And it's now 18-14. 7-0 run right now for Briarcliff. The feed comes into Timmy. He's off the right block. Pass out on top. Got fouled. The whistle is going to be on Matt Stillwell. It'll be his first team foul to Briarcliff. 11:23 to go in. Opening half that doesn't feel like it's moving along very briskly. Both teams, I think, handling some of that early season, certainly not sluggishness, but certainly early season lack of smoothness. Benedictine is going to put the ball in play deep into the backcourt, and Matt Austin's going to have to bring it back up the floor. Right now, you've got Matt Austin and Timmy out there with Kathy, and again, I'm guessing it's going to be Ahmad Lewis and Nysir Scott. We're going to get a foul called. It'll be the first on Briarcliff's Sammy Green. And now team foul three for the Chargers. Benedictine has committed two team fouls so far today. And on top of it is Nysir. Scott with the basketball. Raymond's on offense. He'll drive in. Gets inside all the defenders and puts up a beautiful shot. Nysir's first bucket of the game. And as he hits it, the Ravens take a timeout. We'll take one. Exactly 11 minutes to go in the opening half. At Ashes in Kansas, where it's Benedictine 20, Briarcliff 14.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
In the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. We're happy to have you with us on Footstone internationally is Larry Wilcox's birthday day. So, Coach, happy birthday to you. 20-14, Ravens in front here in this men's college ball game. Briarcliff University traveled down here this evening from Sioux City, Iowa. And they're going to come out on the court with, in the backcourt, you got Sammy Green as the ball is going to be put in play by Matthew Stillwell. You look down into the forecourt, you're going to find Connor Groves and Nick Hoyt rounding it out. That looks like Kyle Borjave. So here comes Brian Clement. A three put up on the right side, in and out, no good, and Ahmad goes way upstairs, pulls it down. And back up the court with it will come Benedictine. Lewis goes top of the key. Now accelerates on the right side of the lane. Tries to back in. Nearly travels with it. Gets it away to Nysir. Scott drives the right side. Great defense by Briarcliff. Ravens have not been able to get a easy shot away. Now comes out on top. Kimmy. Over to the left side. Matt Austin in. Oh, the finger roll. It's a beautiful shot. Matt Austin for two. Matt Austin has 10 of Benedictine's 22 points, and we are halfway through the opening half. Ball kicked out on top. First to the left, then to the right. With the basketball, is going to go Connor Groves. He's got it for Briarcliff. Chargers push it back off on top to the point. Borjave has it. Dishes it over to the right. Looks inside. Give and go. Layup is up and missing. Tyson Caffey coming up with a rebound. He'll get it away to Matt Austin. Matt accelerates. Feeds in the middle of Timmy. Loses the ball, and it'll be picked back up off the floor by Briarcliff. Back up the floor they come. Chargers will take it on the right side. Skip pass is going to come down low. Step and a half outside the box. Comes off to the top side. Handled there by Nick Hoyt. He'll try to drive inside. Lewis cuts him off. He'll dribble it back out on top. Dumps it over to the right wing where Connor Groves will have it. Look inside. 9:20 to play in the opening half. The driving layup is up and no good. Timmy with the rebound. And Ravens back up the floor, leading at 22-14. 9:15 to go in the first half. A couple of teams in their second game of the year. Each one is 1-0, and as the lob pass goes into the middle for Jaden Timmy, he is grabbed and he is fouled, and it's going to be the second foul of the game on Briar Cliff's Sammy Green. Sammy commits a foul. Briar Cliff calls a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're having a great day. 9:09 to go in the half. It's Benedictine 22, Briar Cliff 14.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
A little over 9 minutes ago in the opening half here at Atchison, Kansas. Ravens lead here at home from Briar Cliff, 22-14. And play what? Ravens basketball tonight? And you're going to get another chance to see them right away because you're going to have Benedictine at home. The guys are going to be hosting Haskell on Monday evening, a game that you'll hear here on Care Radio. So come on up to watch it, tune in to listen to it, or if you really want to do it right, you do both. BC is going to be putting it in play and back into the ballgame for the Ravens is going to come Jaden Bristol. BC on the inbound. We have another foul on Briar Cliff. This one is going to be the second of the game by Quentin Vaza. Bristol looks to bring it in again. Gets it to Timmy. Back over to Matt Austin. Ravens on offense. Now down to 9 minutes to go in the half. Bristol will accelerate into the lane. Comes back on the top. Saxton to Matt. The shot is two more. Come out, Matt Austin. At a dozen points already. 24-14, Benedictine. 8:45 to go. First half. Briar Cliff works the ball around the outside. They're trying so hard to get inside. The Raven defense has been just sterling. It was really great against Lincoln in the first game, and Coach talked about that in our interview earlier in the day that we had at halftime of the football game. Here's a kick over to the baseline left. 2 seconds, one on the shot clock, and as the ball is going to be knocked away by Benedictine, it'll go out of bounds. As the shot clock expires, and the Ravens will have the ball back in play from deep in the backcourt. 8:15 and rolling to play here in the first half. Driving down, Bristol feeds underneath. Timmy, the bucket, Jaden Bristol with the assist. That was just fantastic play. Give Timmy two, give Bristol an assist. And now here's a feed from underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good. And Jaden Klein-Hesterling will have his fifth point of the game. 26-16. Ravens leading by 10. Up a moment ago by a dozen. Skip pass, looking for Saxton Thuston. Going to be knocked free, still the way. Quinn Vesey. Back up court to drive into the middle. Little contact, and we're going to have a second foul on Jaden Timmy. I think it's his second. No, it'll be. Yeah, it will be his second foul. I thought he committed one a little bit ago. So that's a couple of fouls now for Jaden Timmy. And I would then anticipate him exiting the ball game. Coming in for him for Benedictine will be Joel Adise. So you've got Joel Adise and Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, and Saxton Thuston. Those are the Benedictine five. The ball comes in, 7.5 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with a 10-point lead. Round to the left side, bit of a head fake, cutting into the lane, thinking about the 14-footer, not. Dashes it over now to the block, no shot there, out on top, it's a three, it's good. Getting it in is going to be Connor Grooms, the second three of the evening. 26-19, and Right now we're finding a lot of fire, a lot of life, a lot of fight in Briar Cliff as they're looking to come back. Adise out on top. Around the left side is going to be Matt Austin. In the middle, that's Cruz. He will drive in and spin and draw a foul. It's going to be Kyle Mojave taking up his first foul. 6:50 to go in the first half here in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine will be putting in a play in front of the Charger bench. Saxton brings it in out on top of the mat. Austin comes right side. Bristol, he will accelerate into the lane. Nowhere to go. Brings it back out. Top side. Matt cuts down to the left. Pulls up the runner off the back of the rim. No. Rebound tip. Tipped again, and it'll be hauled in by Briar Cliff and Kyle Borge. 6.5 to go. Left side, Vaza. Back out on top, Borge. The long three. New rebound. Austin tips it, and it'll be pulled down by BC. Baseball pass to Eric. On the other end, E. Cruz can't get it to ball, but draws a foul, and will come to the line for two. Fisher's going to come over and tip us off that Quentin Vaza is in trouble. I've got him for three, if that is accurate. Well, they got him for two. Somehow I have Quentin Vaza for a third foul. Either way, he's going to, I think, come off the floor for a little bit. And we're down to 6 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the opening half. Cruz, up and in. Eric has his third point tonight. One more free throw coming his way. For Benedictine, you've got Bristol and Austin and Thuston. Adise, and at the line is Cruz, knocks in both free throws. 28-19. Benedictine by a 9. Clock rolling along and approaching 6 minutes to go in the opening half. The feed in the middle, stolen away. Adise gets it away to Bristol. Over to Matt. Matt dumps it down to the baseline. What a play down the court. I don't think they ever dribble the ball coast to coast. And with the finish for Benedictine, Saxton Thuston, he's got 6. 30-19, the Ravens by 11. They've led by as many as 12 already in the game. And the ball is going to be slapped out of bounds by Cruz. He'll be putting in play at the baseline in front of the Benedictine bench. 5:50 to go in the first half. Bringing it in for Briar Cliff, Quinn Vesey. Top side, Nick Hoyt. Back over to Vesey. Started by Saxton Thuston. It's the Ravens just exclusively utilize that player defense, and they'll switch off like they did right there. The shot clock is down to 5. Looking for that defensive switch. They don't get it. And on the rebound, we've got a whistle and contact and a foul as coming over the top. It's going to be Eric Cruz picking up his first foul this evening. And for Benedictine, it'll be team foul 4. First of a couple of free throws, right in there. Entering the game again is Jaden Klein-Hesselink for Briar Cliff. No, I didn't make that up. It's Klein-Hesselink. One more free throw. Up. Yep, he'll get them both. Nice work at the free throw line by Kyle Borges. He's got 4 points, and it's 30-21 Benedictine. Inside 5.5 to go in the half. Bristol will go with it on the left side. Works off a screen from Saxton. Houston will get it back off the give and go. Backs in. Looks into the middle. It's not in there. Comes out on top. Austin goes baseline. Turns. Ball. Shoots. Scores. Matt Austin. He has the range this evening. 32-21 again. Benedictine by 11. As we're inside 5 minutes to go. And we will have an offensive foul called on the Chargers. The whistle's going to go on. Quinn Vesey, his first foul. So for Matt Austin, I mean, what, he's having a tremendous game. 14 points is what I've got, Matt. 14 of Benedictine's 32 tonight. Here comes BC down the floor. The shot goes up. And Jaden Bristol Bucks will come to the free throw line for two shots. That foul by Klein Hesseling. And Bristol at the free throw line. Jaden Bristol, after scoring 20 in Illinois for Benedictine a couple of days ago, has two so far in this game today, and his first free throw is up and a little bit short. He'll have one more coming up. 4:48 to go before intermission. Second shot. He'll get that one. Bristol has three. 33-21, and the Ravens equal their largest advantage of the game. They lead it by a dozen here. Klein has the length with the basketball. They come sit over to the left side. Nick Hoyt. Hoyt will go over to the left block. Kind of back into the lane, twisting, falling away, and the shot is going to be up and in for Hay. And he's got a half a dozen. 33-23. Benedictine is a 4.5 minute mark of the first half. Quickly, down the left side with it is going to go Bristol. He'll hold it up. Top side it comes. Cruz lost the handle for a moment. Gets it over to Tyson Cathy, who goes into the lane and kicks it off the window to score. How about that shot by Tyson Cathy? 35-23 Ravens. Down at 4 minutes to play in the half now. Here's a 15-foot pull-up jumper. It's up and in for Klein Hesseling. He's at 7 points now. These two teams getting up and down the floor, but you'll notice this is not a high-scoring game, and that is what Benedictine likes. That's what they want to do. That's how they work. And now here's a substitution for the Ravens and a pass down to the baseline. Braden Belk in the game for BC. Braden is out of Andover, Kansas, a 6'1" junior. So I've got Cruz and Kathy and Bristol, Houston, and Belt. Those are the Benedictine five. Bristol drives into the lane, changes hands, goes up with a shot off the other hand, missed it, gets his own rebound, and as the ball is loose on the floor, we have a foul call. And this is on Matt Stillwell for Briarcliff, and that's a couple of fouls. Benedictine is down with a double bonus with 3.5 to go in the half. Benedictine has committed 4 first-half fouls. That is team foul 10 in the first half by Briarcliff. And at the line, Jaden Bristol, a good free-throw shooter, but a moment ago missing 1 of 2. This first one here is up, bangs around a little bit, but goes in. One more shot coming up for the senior from St. Joe, Missouri. Stillwell will come out for Briarcliff. Houston will come out for Benedictine. Matt Austin is back in for BC, and back in for Briarcliff will come Connor Groves. One more free throw, Jaden. It's good. Bristol has 5 points, 3 of them at the free throw line, and it's 37-25. For the third time tonight, Benedictine leads by a dozen. Half comes way out on top to Nick Hoyt. Hoyt quickly over to the right side. Starting to drive in. There's no room there for Groves. He'll come out on top. A long, long three is missed and rebounded away by Matt Austin as the Ravens are back on offense since we're 3 minutes to go in the half. Matt, coast to coast, off the window and lays it up and in. Matt Austin, 39-25. This now the largest lead of the evening for the Ravens. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Defense by Eric Cruz. Hand out stretch. The shot is up and over the top anyway. Kyle Voorhees has 8. And it is 39-27. Benedictine. Ravens are going to, again, race to the scorer's table with Joel Adise. Here's Belt with the basketball. Starts to the baseline. Pushes it out on top of the mat. Austin accelerates in, backs away, turns, rotates, shoots, doesn't get it. Rebound Bristol underneath, comes out on top. Kathy, who hands it over to Austin, back it'll go to Jaden. Shot clock at 14. Here's a turnaround, that's good. 2 points, Jaden Bristol. Going to get Nicer Scott into the game for Benedictine. 2 minutes to play in the half. Driving down low, the layup, it's up, fits in. Counts the bucket on a nice little crossover shot. Baseline shot on the right side. It's going to be up to Tyson Canty. Official calling a timeout. Coach calling a timeout. What do we got happening here? I thought I saw Briar Cliff's head coach calling for a timeout. But apparently we've got a dead ball, and we're going to get substitutions in for both teams. Ravens are now going to be out of the court with Nicer Scott, Joe Ladise. We're also going to have Braden Belt, Matt Austin, Tyson Cathy. That's your BC five. Briar Cliff with the basketball. Out on top, pulling back. Groves for three. We got Connor Groves out there with Nick Hoyt and Kyle Borhave, Quentin Vesti, and Andrew Gibb. Minute 10 to go in the half. Pass across. Underneath Adise. Up and in. Joel was not ready for that pass, but was somehow able to corral it. And then did the right thing. Just went straight up with the shot, knocked it down, and we've got a minute to go in the half. Ravens leading at 45-32. On the right side of the free throw line. Starting into the lane, turning around. The shot is going to be up, and it's very short. Rebounded down on the fly by Benedictine. Up court with it is Matt Austin. He'll feed in the middle of Adise, and is that an offensive foul on Joel? I did not think. No. I was going to say, this was way too far beneath the goal for a player control foul. The foul is going to be assessed to Andy Gibb. I couldn't help doing it. 44 seconds left in the half. At the line for Benedictine, Joel Adise. Joel, a 6'7" junior from Nigeria. And he is at the line for a pair of free throws. Taking his time. He just kind of pushes it at the basket. That one hits the back and kicks out. It's no good. Ahmad Lewis will come into the game for the Ravens now and will take Matt Austin out. One more shot for Adise. Got it. His third point here in the first half. 46-32, Benedictine. Back up comes Briar Cliff. Ravens put together a 14-point lead. They led in their first game by two at halftime. Skip pass back over to the left side. Backing in. No shot there. Briar Cliff brings it back out on top. Shot clock in single digits again. Long cross-court pass underneath. It's loose. Picked up. Followed up and in. That was a nice job of maintaining composure and concentration by Borhave. And the Ravens have got 10 seconds to get the last shot of the half. Here comes Belt. He's got a top side, plays off the screen, comes out on top to Nicer. 2 seconds, NBA three. Nicer for downtown, and we're at halftime. What a shot by Nicer. We'll be back at Sunrise, the opening half for you as we go to intermission in Atchison. It's Benedictine 49, Briar Cliff 34.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show. On your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Unley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Unley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Unley Liquor.
happy to have you with us from Atchison, Kansas this evening. College basketball on Care Radio. Ladies game done a bit ago. Benedictine women with a nice win. And here in the men's game, the Ravens going to the locker room at halftime in front of Briar Cliff, 49-34. Recap of the first half scoring for you. First of all, for Briar Cliff, making it to double-digit scoring was Kyle Borhave, and he has 10 at intermission. Connor Groves right behind him with 3 threes and 9 points. It was a 7-point first half for Jaden Klein-Hesselink. Then, 2 each, Andrew Gibb, Quinton Vasa, Nick Hoyt, Matthew Stilwell. For the Benedictine Ravens, all you got to say is Matt Austin, because, man, he is good, and he's having a huge night tonight. 16 first-half points for Matt Austin. Seven. Jaden Brewster with 7 at the half, and a half dozen for Saxton Thuston. 3 guys out of St. Joe having a great first half. It drops into Nicer with 5 points, including that just incredible 3-point shot just across midcourt as the first half ended. So 5 for Nicer, 4 apiece for Eric Cruz, Tyson Cathy, 3 in the first half for Joel Adise, and Jaden Timmy with 2. Stick around, second half coming up live here on Kent Radio. Going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back to share the second half with you. Right now with the intermission score. Benedictine 49, Briar Cliff 34. It's back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. And Joseph, I promise you, it's your last halftime tonight.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. It's our honor to bring you Benedictine men's basketball as they're playing host to Briar Cliff. We'll be returning to the game in just a few minutes. I did want to mention that coming up on Monday evening at 7 p.m., we'll be back at the Nolan with more Benedictine men's basketball as they play host to Haskell. Coming up on Thursday, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you live from the Care Sports Studio, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday, we have a football game to be announced. Make sure that you keep it tuned right here to Hot Country 93.7, as we will keep you up to date with the scheduling for Friday night's game. And then Saturday, we've got Benedictine College at Evangel. The Ravens will be on the road traveling to Springfield, Missouri. It's a 1 p.m. tip, but of course, tune in just a little bit early to get all of that pregame show.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taking a look around the area at some scores, we've got Kansas State Wildcats leading the TCU Horned Frogs. The final in that game was Wildcats 31, TCU 12. In the KU game, OSU at halftime is leading the Jayhawks with a score of OSU 38, Jayhawks 0. Taking a look at the women's basketball in the Heart of America Conference, we have some finals. It was Dawn over Graceland with a final score of Dawn 64, Graceland 44. Wayland Baptist beat Clark with a final score of Wayland 84 to Clark's 76. Dakota State topped William Penn with a final score of Dakota State Women 97 to William Penn's 52. And in the game right here at Hot Country 93.7 that we aired earlier, the Benedictine Lady Ravens beat Manhattan Christian College with a final of Benedictine 117, Manhattan Christian College 41. In men's basketball, we've got a couple of finals. Graceland fell to Goshen with a final score of Goshen 84, Graceland 79. The Oklahoma School of Science and Arts beat Evangel with a final score of Science and Arts 61 to Evangel 60. Mount Mercy topped Maranatha in the men's game with Mount Mercy at 106 points, Maranatha 62. Park beat Harris Stowe with a final score of Park 92, Harris Stowe 52. And in this game right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Ravens on top with a score of Ravens 49, Briarcliff 34. I'll be back in a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 40. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 54. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows around 38. Turning cooler Monday and Tuesday with highs from the mid 40s to the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 52 degrees in downtown Atchison right now. It feels like 52 out there with the wind out of the south at a barely measurable 1 mile per hour. The relative humidity is 66%, the dew point 41 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.83 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped strawberry, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured blizzard of the month is the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard. Find it all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Counts live at the arena for the second half action.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Halftime is about to conclude. And two teams getting set to go to the second half here. Men's college basketball and Benedictine in front of the Briarcliff University Chargers, 49-34. Welcome, everyone. Joseph, our producer-engineer in the Care Sports Studio, doing his normal fantastic job taking care of you and getting us up to speed with things and stuff. Tom Counts with you here, and quickly looking at the things that have gone on at halftime for Benedictine. I'll tell you what, as a team, you say, you know, we got to play really well. We got to try to beat this team. And then the numbers Benedictine put up in the first half, there's just no beating. I'm just going to say that is the Ravens were hit half of their three-point shots. They were 20 of 28 from the floor. That is 71.4% shooting field goals. They were 6 of 8, so 75% at the free throw line. That is a fantastic line. They have 14 rebounds, 4 of them offensive rebounds in the first half, 7 assists, only 4 personal fouls as a team in the first half, 5 first half turnovers, and it was a tremendous first half for Benedictine. Look at Briarcliff. They played well. I mean, they shot really well, 44% from outside, 4 of 9 shooting. They were 14 to 24 from the floor, 58%, and half of their free throws. Benedictine has just been spectacular. Leading the way for Briarcliff, you've got Klein Hesseling, who's been great. 3 of 3 shooting, including 1 of 1 three-point shooting in the game. Groves, who has 9 points, is 3 of 5 from the floor. All of them are three-point shots. And Mohammed, he is 4 of 9. And 2 of 2 at the free throw line. So, Briarcliff, even though they trailed at halftime by 15, they have played a good first half. But in a college basketball game, when you could hold an opponent, okay, to 34 first half points, tell you what, you're playing some serious, serious defense. That's it. We're back. Second half action getting set to get underway for Briarcliff, the original five, Quinn Vesey, Connor Groves, Jaden Klein Hesselink, Quinton Vasa, and Kyle Jorge. For Benedictine, Jaden Bristol and Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, and Saxton Thuston. So those are the five who began the game. They're going to begin the second half. Now going from left to right across your dial, Briarcliff will have the ball in to begin the second half, and we are underway. Ball's going to be batted away, and as he reached in to knock it free, a foul is going to be called on Benedictine's Eric Cruz. Fish is going to have a little combat, make sure they've got it together, and Eric Cruz will have his second foul of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second half by the Ravens, 20 put back on the shot clock for Briarcliff. They'll have it up top side. Briarcliff works the perimeter, tries to drive into the lane, pulling it up from about 14 and knocking it down. Nice shot in the middle for Briarcliff, and Benedictine's lead is cut now to 49-36. And now we're going to have an offensive foul called against Benedictine's Jaden Bristol. And early on here in the second half, momentum clearly belongs to the visitors. Back down court with it will come the Chargers. Barclay with the basketball, 19-10 to go, just about a minute into the second half. They'll take it down to the left side, drive down to the baseline, put the shot up off the way to an end. And it's obvious that whatever coach Mark Savarga told his team in his locker room at halftime, he's got Friar Cliff coming out and playing very well to begin things here in the second half. They've cut the Raven lead to 11. Driving in, here's Keith Cruz up off the glass and good. His sixth point of the game. 51-38, Ravens up top. 18:40 to go in the contest. Top of the key with the basketball for Friar Cliff is going to be Quinton Plaza. Now the turnaround shot is up and good. It is 51-41. Here's a baseline shot for three. No. Rebound tipped out. Saved underneath nicely by Saxton Thuston. Right side Matt Austin for three. Matt Austin knocked it down from outside. And back out on top. Coming the other way comes Briar Cliff. It is a 54-41 Benedictine lead as we're 2 minutes into the second half. The ball on the left side of the free throw line. Spinning into the lane. There's no room there. Comes back off on top. Kein Hesselink has it. Can't find any access into the middle. Pushes it back again to the top of the key. Groves over to the left side. It's going to go to Baza. Shot clock to five. Out on top now with it is going to be Groves. He'll put up a desperation shot. And he's going to hit a three with moments left on the shot clock. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Briar Cliff. Chargers battling back. Timeout on the floor. 17:42 to go in the game. Benedictine 54. Briar Cliff 44.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Welcome back to the Nolan, where we've got 17:42 to go in the ballgame. Ravens lead 54-44. The Benedictine women with an impressive victory, being won tonight over a scrappy Manhattan Christian College club. BC is out on the floor here with Saxton Thuston, and we've also got Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, Jaden Bristol. At the one, BC will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. Cruz will bring it in. Matt Austin takes it and says, everybody just fall on down the floor. I got this. And he does. He takes it across the timeline, working in front of the scores table. Matt playing off screen by Jaden Timmy. Goes left side. Accelerates to the baseline. The defense switches off. He will spin into the lane. Get inside. Change hands. And just a spectacular job by Matt Austin of laying it up and in and scoring his 21st point of the evening. 17-17 to go in the game. Ravens in front now, 56-44. Here's a really long three from the left side. Connor Groves hits his second three of this half, his fifth three tonight. All of his points have come from the outside. Baseline, Timmy backs in, continues to go. Now turns and horses it up and in. Jaden Timmy. It is now 58-47. Benedictine at the baseline on the other end. And we're going to get Bristol called for a block. Jaden's really frustrated and walks over. Talking to the officials, comes out. So there's nothing I could do. I'm standing there. The guy just like drives into me. And Bristol is going to be whistled for foul number three. And as quickly as that, he's going to exit the floor. Nicer will be in after the first of two free throws. It is up. It is good for Jaden Klein Hesseling, his 10th point tonight. And again, the Benedictine lead is cut now only to 10. Second one, got them both. Klein Hesseling has 11 and it's 58-49 Benedictine. 16 and a half left. Long way to go. Down low, Saxton in, changes hands, missed it. Had it kind of blocked out of his hand. Picked back up, Briarcliff. Swings left side, down to the baseline. The kick comes out on top, accelerating into the lane. Dishing it back to the free throw line, nothing there. Now the pass is knocked free and stolen. Here comes Cruz. He goes down, he goes up, and he goes in with two. 8 points, Eric Cruz. 60-49, Benedictine. 16 minutes to go. Little skip pass comes out on top for Briarcliff. Chargers start to the left. Groves has it. Gets it to Zassi. Back over to the left side. 10 on the shot clock. Driving into the lane. Stopping. Shaking the defender. The shot is up and missing and rebounding it out. Nice here. Great job by the Topeka native. Nice here, Scott. Ravens back up the floor with it. To skip over to Saxton. Houston heads baseline. Now backs it away. Swings it off down low to Scott. He goes in. There's a contact, and that's a blocking foul called in frustration by Quinn Vesey. As he thought he had been run into, and the official says, no, that's your second foul tonight. 15:25 to go in the ball game. 60-49, Benedictine by 11. Officials are coming over and giving a word to Coach Savard for Briarcliff, just because he had a question about just how that foul had occurred. And here's Matt Austin with the basketball for Benedictine. Comes out on top to Timmy. Cruz back out on top. Driving down, nice steer. In traffic, how does he get it to go in? His 7 points of the game. 62-49. BC, 15 minutes to play. Topside with it. Briarcliff trying to spread the floor out, trying to draw the Benedictine defense out a little bit, trying to give themselves a little more daylight, a little more room by moving those offensive players further from the basket. And now we're going to get a blocking penalty on Matt Austin. Matt has foul number one tonight to go along with 21 points. Tyson Cassie will come back in for BC. Tyson's sporting a bit of a different look this year as he has gone to a headband. Officials taking a moment of time. Going to towel the floor down a little bit. Eric Cruz will come out. So you've got Timmy and Cappy. Matt Austin. Nice here, Scott. And Saxton Thuston. Under your Benedictine 5. 14:44 to go in the game. Looking to bring it in. Comes into the baseline and the lob out on top. Handled there by Borges. He'll feed left side. Nothing doing. Comes back out on top. Borges drives into the lane. Twist, turns. Can't get a shot off. Little head brings the top of the key. The turnaround shot. It's up and in. That was really a splendid shot. 14 points for Kyle Borges. 62-51 Benedictine. Nice here, Scott. Kicks it over to Matt Austin. Austin goes right side, Timmy. See, look at the guys on the floor and even deeper net. Here's a shot from the top. Three more from the outside for Benedictine. It is 65-51 as Matt Austin now at 24 points. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds and Benedictine. I'll be bringing it back in. You look at the guys out on the floor for BC, and you look at how close to home the Ravens were able to recruit them. We've seen Bristol out there all night. We talk about how him and Austin and Thuston are from St. Joe. You got Cruz out of St. Louis. You got Jaden Timmy up in Omaha. Tyson Cathy's 30 miles from home at Liberty, Missouri. You've got Nysir Scott. He's just right down the road in Topeka, so Coach Moody's done a fantastic job of recruiting a lot of great talent and putting together a solid team and guys who are not all that far from home. Ahmad Lewis has checked into the game. He's out of Kansas City, Missouri. So, again, a guy not an hour from home. 13:45 to go in the game. 65-51 Benedictine. Here's Ahmad. Cuts baseline. Shot up. No. Followed up and in. But we have whistles. They're going to call a foul. This is going to be a reach over the top. They will wipe away the following shot by Nysir. Foul is going to be on Vaza, his third. And coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, it's going to be Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad looking for his first point of the game tonight. A couple of free throws coming here, and the first one up and good. One more shot coming up for Ahmad Lewis. Out of the game goes Vaza, and back in, Andrew Gibb. Gibb is a 6'3" junior from Fort Dodge, Iowa. Second free throw, no. And a rebound pulled down by Briarcliff. As we get to 13.5 to go in the ball game, Ravens lead has been pushed now to 66-51. And we've got a steal by Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad comes up with the basketball, brings it into the forecourt. He'll take it down the left side. Ravens weave it into the corner. Lewis will have it there. Cuts inside, dishes back. Tyson, and we've got an offensive foul. Ahmad Lewis got going a little bit too fast, and as he was kicking that ball out to Tyson Cassie, he's going to be whistled for an offensive foul as he kind of a little bit of momentum and inertia that had carried him into the middle of the lane. Ahmad Lewis will have his first foul of the game. And Benedict has committed some fouls here in the second half. That'll be team foul five. Only two fouls committed so far in the ball game. In the second half of the ball game by Briarcliff. 13-13 to go here tonight. Up the floor, Matt Stillwell. Stillwell comes top of the key. Gets it over to Klein Hesseling. He looks to the center. There's nothing to him. Little one-hand push pass. Top side Groves. Groves looking in, twisting, turning, nearly travels. And now we've got the official stopping the game and a warning being given to Briarcliff's head coach and sideline. And then we're going to get back to the game again. You get one. Back out on top it comes. Driving right. The shot up. Nope. Rebound. Tyson, Kathy. Here comes Benedictine. Nysir up. Right side it goes. Ahmad. Top side Nysir. 12:40 to go in the ball game. Benedictine with the ball and a 15-point lead. Underneath it goes. The shot by Timmy. It's up. It's good. It's one more. Count the buckets and a whistle on Nick Boyce. That's what it looked like to me. Nick Hoyt will have his first foul this evening. Man, that's a nice job by Timmy. Going up strong. His free throw is up and good. Timmy has 7 points now. Matt Austin coming off the board. Saxton Thuston will come back in for the Ravens. In 11th season, head coach Ryan Moody. 11 seasons already. Wow. Here comes Briarcliff. 12:25 to go. Out on top of it is going to be Connor Groves. Has the ball slapped out of his hands and knocked out of bounds into the far side. It'll be put back in play from over there, and bringing it in is going to be Klein Hesselink. Looking in. Not a lot of room there. Comes back off on top. Hoyt with the basketball. 12-12 to play in the game. He'll come down the right side, shoot it off the window, but missed it way too hard. And a rebound back down to Benedictine. And now the ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and they'll say it's off the Ravens, and Nysir Scott. Back it comes to Briarcliff. 12 minutes to go. Just in the forecourt, Briarcliff will have the basketball and be putting it in play. Lewis, Thuston, Timmy, Kathy, Scott. Those are the Raven five out there. Little reverse layup, crossover layup is up and no good. Timmy with a rebound. Jaden Timmy, the only starter on the floor right now for Benedictine and Coach Moody. BC with the ball, leading it by 18 and 11:45 to go. It's been the Raven defense. It's been just fantastic. Here's Nysir, a three. Another one. Goes down for Nysir. Scott. He's got 10 points. And it's now 72-51. Benedictine is on a 10-0 run with 10:20 to go in the game. And slipping and falling and rolling around on the floor, no travel called. Clark Cliff is able to maintain control of the basketball, and we're going to get a foul on Ahmad Lewis instead. He reaches in to try to steal the ball. A trio of new players coming into the lineup for Briar Cliff. It's going to include 6'4" senior Carson Kruger from Alta, Iowa. Kruger's also going to be joined. You got Andrew Gibb out there. I see Kyle Borges. Who else do we have? Sammy Green is back in the game. And Nick Hoyt. Those are the five out there for Briar Cliff. 11 minutes left in the contest. Ball back over to the right side now between the circles at the top. It's going to be Kruger with it. And we get a whistle, we get a call, and we get another foul on Ahmad Lewis. And as quickly as that, Ahmad has got 3 second-half fouls. And we'll see how long Coach leaves him out there. How long is the leash? Well, it's 3 fouls long because after this first free throw. Oh, but it misses, so Ahmad Lewis will not come out of the game yet. As Braden Belt has been sent to the free throw line by Coach Moody. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 21, 72-51. Top side misses it. Ravens lose it to the baseline. Tyson Caffey gets it. He'll go into the lane, change direction, goes up with the left hand and scores. Half a dozen for Tyson Caffey. 74-51. Ravens are now on a 12-0 scoring run. And we're approaching the midpoint of the second half. The drive to the baseline, and there, Briar Cliff will break the ice. That's a right-handed driving layup by Borhave, and it's his 16th point tonight. We're at the 10-minute mark. Three quarters of the game is in the book. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 11, 74-53, and an offensive foul committed by Benedictine. The whistle is going to be on Joel Adise. It is going to be his first foul tonight. Checking out of the game, Ahmad Lewis. As we mentioned, he will be replaced by Braden Belt. And here comes Briar Cliff. Here's a long three, and it is good. Way outside, Nick Hoyt throws it in. 74-56. Quick 5-point run here by the Chargers. The feed underneath, and the Ravens are going to throw it away. The bounce by Adise into a lot of traffic, and Coach Moody just wants to circle the wagons a little bit with this group. We're going to let him do it, take a timeout, Joseph. With only 9:37 to go in the ball game, taking a break, and the score, Benedictine 74, Briar Cliff 56.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
It's great to have you along this evening here on Care Radio. 9:37 to go in the ball game, 74-56. Benedictine in front of the visitors from Briar Cliff. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here, and Heart of America Athletic Conference has had a few games underway. It's Benedictine, Evangel, Mid-America, all 1-0 tonight. William Penn, number 4 in the nation, is 2-0. And Clark, the only other team in the conference to have played, is 0-1 coming in here this evening. I don't know what that goodness awful sound is, but I'm hoping they're able to extinguish it. There it goes. Very nice. Here comes Briarcliff into the forecourt with the basketball. They trail by 18. They'll lob it out on top around to the left side. It's going to go to Carson Kruger. Feed it down, Bohave. Over to the right side it goes to Gibb. A little head fake, spinning, turning the shot, no, and we're going to get another foul on Joel Adise. Joel will have his second foul. They have occurred just moments basically apart. 9:20 to go in the game. As Briarcliff will come to the free throw line. The right-handed free throw, not quite going to fall in. Borhave has 16 points. He was 2 of 2 at the free throw line, now 2 out of 3. Got one more shot coming here. And hits it. It is 74-57, Benedictine. Ravens have brought Jaden Bristol back into the game. Bristol starts in, and we get a whistle off the ball. See who commits this one. It is on Briarcliff, and it is on Nick Hoyt. We're getting another timeout. Rams are walking out on the floor. I think Coach Mooney calls a timeout. He just, like, walks out on the floor. They're still lining up the free throw line, and the game is going to go on. We're going to take a break. Hey, a reminder that when we return and when the game is over, we're going to have Coach Mooney visiting with us in a little post-game conversation, so be sure you hang around for that. We got a break, though, Joseph. Exactly. 9 minutes left in this one. Benedictine, 74. Briarcliff, 57.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Benedictson puts the ball in play. We're back at it. Ravens in front, 74-57. Bristol goes to the left side of the lane. Chuzz a feed to the middle of Tyson Canty, but a ball carries off his hands, and the Ravens are going to turn it over up the floor where it will come. The Chargers pass on top. A very long three from the left corner. It's going to be up, and it is good. And Briarcliff will not go away quietly. That is Vesey hitting his, I can't believe, first point of the game. And Ravens are going to go back to some of the starters as you see Eric Cruz coming to the scorer's table. 8:18 left in the game. The pass underneath, trying to get again to Tyson Cathy, but quick hands by Quentin Vasa slaps the ball forward and knocks it out of bounds. Ravens are going to take Tyson Cathy out of the game. They're going to take Joel Adise out and belt out. And for the Ravens, if you happen to recognize these five guys, it's because they started this game in the second half and played a lot of minutes. Second in is going to be Jaden Timmy. Out on top, Bristol accelerates, goes down to the baseline. What a job of using his body to box out, and then he couldn't get the shot to fall for him. But that was an absolute lesson in how to box out for the layup. 7:50 left in the game. Back down the floor, the feet across, the baseline three, in and out. Cruz comes down with a rebound. And here is Jaden Bristol up the floor, accelerates, splits two defenders, bounce pass, comes out on top, and now it's going to be stolen. Going the other way, Nick Hoyt up and in. Hoyt with seven. And it's 74-62, and now the Ravens find themselves an 11-0 run by Briarcliff. And they're right back in this thing. Here's a three. No. Rebound tipped out, and Matt Austin will recover his own missed shot. Bristol with the top side. Into the corner to Matt. Austin back to Bristol. Skip pass. Timmy turns. Scores two. Jay doesn't hear me. Had 2 points in the opening half and got seven already here in the second half. 76-62. Briarcliff looks to the middle, drives inside, and Saxon Thusa just ran over Jaden Klein-Hesseling. And we have a personal foul. I've got to take a moment again and scour the floor a little bit. Klein-Hesseling will come to the free throw line where he's 2-of-2 at the line tonight. After the first free throw, the Ravens will be putting Nicer Scott into the game. 6:35 left. Couple of free throws here for Klein-Hesseling. Sheldon, Iowa. Free throws up and good. 6'2" senior guard. Houston is out for Nicer Scott. Second free throw rolls around and he will get them both. So Klein-Hesseling is at 13 points in the game. It's 76-64. And the Benedictine lead trimmed to a dozen. Here comes Nicer. He'll bring it up to the Ravens. Kick it over to the right side to Matt. Matt accelerates left. Drives across underneath. Behind the back, bounce pass, Timmy. Kicks it back out on top. Cruz into the edge. The three, no. Rebound hauled in by Briarcliff. Plaza with the basketball. 6 minutes to play. Turnaround shot to the lane. No. Rebound. Nice there. Scott back down with it. 5:55 to go. Right now, I think both teams maybe, I don't know, they're getting a little tired. I'm not seeing the kind of shots on the kind of spring on the shots. A little more flat-footed right now. That's getting into the late part of the second half. Here's Nicer. Drives baseline, and the defender getting behind him commits a foul with body contact. That is the third on Quinn Vesey. Ravens coming into the baseline. They'll reset 20 on the shot clock. As Jaden Bristol will bring it in for BC. Bristol looking in. Wants Timmy. Instead, get it over on the left side to Cruz. BC will kick it out on top. Nice here. Starts into the middle. Crossover dribble. Brings it back down to the baseline left. Timmy backs in. Turns. Hook shot. Nope. Tipped up. Nope. Rebound. Briarcliff. They can cut this to a single-digit game with 5:15 to go. Out on top of it is going to be Vesey. Goes top of the key, the big man. It's going to be Quentin Vasa. Now the running layup misses. Matt Austin rebounds it, and Quentin Vasa runs into Matt Austin. Matt gets up. They give him a moment to kind of gather himself, and he's coming up the floor. They will leave him in, so apparently Matt is okay. 5 minutes to play in the game, and the Ravens' offense has just gone away. They had 72 points at 10.5 left. So in 5.5 minutes, the Ravens have scored 4 points. Skip pass over to the left side to Eric Cruz. He'll back into the lane in traffic. Oh, what a shot high off the window by Eric Cruz. That was an outstanding play by Eric. 78-64. 4:46 to go. Eric Cruz coming to the free throw line here out of St. Louis, Missouri. It is in. Ravens are going to take Matt Austin out. I think they're just going to kind of as a precaution make sure that he's okay. Back into the lineup for him will be Ahmad Lewis. Tyson Campney is going to come in, and he will take out Eric Cruz. At 4:40 left in the contest. Ravens making a couple of switches there in the lineup, and here's a nice move. Driving right by Timmy, and with an uncontested layup is going to be Quinn Vesey. 79-66, Benedictine. Bristol goes right side. I thought there was a moment in the game when I was expecting triple digits in offense, but that's not going to happen tonight. The feed across, Tyson Cathy up and in, and that was a beautiful assist by Jaden Bristol. Cathy has 8. Back over to the left side comes Klein Hesselink. Ball's knocked out of his hands for a moment and recovered out on top. Bessie's going to pull it back down, go over to Borjov. Now the driving layup from the left side of the lane is going to be up. It's going to be good. And as Klein Hesselink scores, Brian Clem takes the timeout. Joseph, if you'd be so kind. We're at 3:48 to go in the ball game. It's Benedictine 81, Briar Cliff 68.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Back with you from the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. It's an 81-68 lead for the home team, Benedictine, with 3:48 left in the game. Skip pass is going to come in. And up over the basketball is going to come nice here. Scott is going to be knocked out of his hands. And we're going to have another foul call or just going to say it was slapped away. Apparently just slapped out and set it nice here. Now it's going to be Bristol to do the inbound. Jaden brings it in to Timmy. Back to Bristol. He will race into the forecourt. And now slow it up as they're across the timeline. Bristol with a slow dribble out in front of the scorer's table, stretching that half of the court. Shot clock at 10. Bristol goes into the lane. In some traffic. Kicks it out to Matt. Down low it comes to Tyson. Out on top to Bristol. To Matt. He'll launch a 3. It is going to be short. And a rebound hauled back down again by Briarcliff. Quickly down the floor, they'll go over to the right side. Quinn Vesey in the lane, nearly travels, apparently not. Comes out on top, Groves, nothing there. The left side, 3, and a rebound down. Tyson Cathy, 3 minutes to play. Up floor with the basketball. Here comes Nicer. Mentioned earlier, we'll have a visit after the contest with Raven men's basketball coach Ryan Moody. In his thoughts, observations, and reflections right after the game. Nice little crossover layup by Matt Austin. Now, by my count, I've got Matt for 26 tonight. It's 83-68. Pass comes off the top side to Connor Groves. He'll go into the lane inside. Nice here. Hits the bucket. We're going to get another Briarcliff timeout. Time out of the court with 2:19 left. It's the Ravens 83, the Chargers 70.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
It's been a big day of sports here on Care Radio. Happy that you've been able to join us and be with us for all of that. Well, that's big news. 2 minutes and 19 seconds left in the ballgame. And Benedictine senior Eric Cruz is 3 points away from a career 1,000. And he's not going to get it tonight, because he's out on the bench There's going to be plenty of time for Eric Cruz to pick up that 1,000th point. We're in game two. For example, get here Monday and watch it happen in the first 2 minutes of the game. Benedictine is going to be hosting Haskell Indian Nation on Monday evening, a game, of course, you're going to be hearing right here on K-Radio, so I encourage you to join us for that. Like I say, get up here and watch Eric make a milestone. 2:05 to go as BC's in the forecourt. We're going to go to four corner of the offense. Look at this. You've got Matt Austin and Bristol at the top corners. You've got Saxton and Ahmad at the baseline corners. And here's a three by Jaden Timmy, who is rounding out that offense. Jaden Timmy pushes it now to 86-70. Minute 45 to go. In the lane, the shot up. Nope. Tipped up. Nope. Rebound. A whistle and a foul. There are a couple of bodies on the floor down there. I wasn't sure there was really a foul involved in that. I mean, there's plenty going on. They're going to call this one on Timmy. It'll be his third, and back to the free throw line will come Briarcliff. Good news for Briarcliff. I'm going to eat my words here. Good news for Briarcliff is they're going to have a chance to score with no time having come off the clock. But we're down to a minute 37 to go, and they trail by some 16 points. And I don't know if Coach Moody found out or if it was just the luck of the draw. I don't see Coach Moody putting a guy in for this. He's just putting Eric Cruz back in for some other reason. And we'll see if Eric does hit that 1,000th point tonight. Here's the first free throw. Up and good. Kyle for Havy. And I'm getting for 18 points. 2 out of 3 at the free throw line now. One more shot coming his way. Kyle eyes it, sends it skyward, drops it right through. 86-72, Benedictine. 1:37 to go. You're going to find Briarcliff not throwing in the towel here. They're going to go to a lot of pressure on the inbound. It'll come into Ahmad. Back to Timmy. Out on top, Matt Austin. Timmy with it again. Ahmad has the ball stolen away from him, and Briarcliff has it with a minute 25 to go, trailing in the ball game by some 14. Trying to drive in. The kick comes out topside. Connor Groves has it. Fades away. Shot is up. No good for three. Rebound to go down is going to be Eric Cruz. That's why he was put into the ballgame. It's really for that rebounding ability. And now Cruz, having cleared the ball down, gets fouled. Will come to the free throw line. He can get it to 9.99 here with a minute 13 to go. Back into the lineup for Briarcliff. You're going to find Kyle Borhaime. And E. Cruz will come to the free throw line. 3 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. 11 points. Taking his time, eyeing it up, puts it up, lights it up. So that is 12 points and 9.98. One more look at it. Up. Yes. 9.99. Eric Cruz pushes the Ravens' lead back to 88-72. And Cruz is back out of the game. Here we go. Hook pass underneath, all alone, and the two-hander is going to be up and good for Borges. 88-74. 1 minute to play, and big collision down beneath the basket on the south end. And a Briarcliff player kind of taking a moment, getting himself to his feet. Save him. 1 minute to play in the game. Pitcher's going to take a moment. They're going to towel down the floor. Benedictine's going to go to the other end of the court. And coming to the line for the Ravens, it'll be Saxton Thuston. Saxton, a 6-foot senior. Let me ask you a question. Does that really say 6'6"? Okay, I thought so. He's not. His free throw is up and good for Saxton Thuston. Saxton is not 6'6". He's got good size, good height, great athleticism, and great guy, but not 6'6". Free throw up and good. He will hit them both. Saxton Thuston now at 8 points tonight. 50 seconds to go. Into the lane. Spinning move is up and no. Rebound, Timmy. He'll get it to Saxton. Now in the hands of Bristol. Benedictine into the forecourt. They'll lob it down the left side. A nice ear. On a lot of circumstances, he would have gone to the rack with that, but and the fact that we're at a half a minute to go and your team's up 16, you just let that clock melt away. Shot clock at a dozen. Ravens will have to put this up. Here's Bristol into the lane. Drops his shoulder. There's the offensive foul call. He gets up smiling and knows that there was a shot that was going to get called. Now, the shot clock is off. 23 seconds left. Ravens about ready to go to 2-0 on the year. Great start for this Benedictine men's basketball team. Here's the drive left side. The shot is up off the window and spins around, and it goes in for Stillwell. And that's going to do it. Ravens are going to bring it into the forecourt. They will not take a shot. And your final score tonight, the Benedictine Ravens 90, Briarcliff 76. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Ralph Millen Gymnasium, where the crowd milling around, having a good time, enjoying the camaraderie and the kids in Halloween garb, and the fact that Benedictine has swept here tonight. Ladies winning in the opening game, guys winning here in the nightcap. Benedictine men moved to 2-0 on the season. And let's just take a little bit of a look at the scoring from game number two, the men's game. First of all, for Briarcliff, I'm going to tell you what. 21 points for Kyle Morjave and 20 for Connor Groves. Those two guys really, really led it up. Both of them shooting extremely well, getting a bunch of minutes in the ball game. You had Jaden Klein-Hesselink, also in double-figure scoring. He had 15. It drops off pretty dramatically from there as Nick Hoyt into the game with 7 points tonight. It was a five-point evening for Quinn Versi. You had Quinton Vasa with two this evening, as Andrew Gibb and Matthew Stillwell all each with 2 points in the ballgame tonight. For the Benedictine Ravens, five guys in double figure scoring, and it was a Matt Austin extravaganza. Matt, 26 points to lead his team offensively here this evening. 13 for Benedictine's Eric Cruz, 10 each for Jaden Timmy, and Nysir Scott and Tyson Caffey. Ravens got an 8-point ball game from Saxton Thuston, Jaden Bristol with 9. 3-9 for Joel Adise and Ahmad Lewis with a single point for Benedictine here this evening. And again, Barrett Clip will drop to 1-1, and Benedictine advances their record to 2-0. And Ravens are going to be back home on Monday with the Haskell Indian Nation School. So we will be with them from here live on K-Radio on Monday evening. Hanging around, looking forward to an opportunity to have our first post-game visit in a long time with Benedictine men's head coach Ryan Moody. We had a nice visit with him at halftime of the men's football game today, the Benedictine guys down at Baker. And we have not had a chance to do basketball post-games in a while with all of the things involved in last season, so we will be able to reinstate those, it would appear. We're looking forward to doing that for you. And Coach will be up here just pretty shortly. Today, the Ravens did a lot of things very, very well. They did not turn the ball over a ton. They did have 14 turnovers. And shooting from the floor, Benedictine was phenomenal. For that matter, Briar Cliff was extremely good. Briar Cliff ends up shooting 58% for the game, 53% from three-point land, and 70% at the free throw line. I mean, those are very, very good numbers. For Benedictine, they were 69% from the floor tonight. They hit field goals at a 50% clip, 3-6 in the first half, 4-8 in the second half, and at the free throw line, Benedictine went 6-8 in the first half, and then 7-8 in the second half, 82% from the free throw line in the ballgame. So the Ravens shot very, very well. Rebounding, 28 rebounds for Benedictine. Briar Cliff ends up with a dozen boards in the game. Two of them on the offensive side. Benedictine, 7 offensive rebounds at 21 defensive boards. And you put together that kind of a rebounding ratio, it bodes really well. It gives your team some opportunities, it gives your team some chances, and your team's got, some looks at the basket that are going to put you in a pretty good spot. So the Ravens doing a great job on the boards this evening. Looking it over, you had a couple of block shots for Benedictine that were credited to Eric Cruz, and steals, one apiece for five different guys, so six different guys. So the Ravens coming up with a half a dozen steals in the course of the ball game here this evening. It was kind of a bit of a streaky game. Here comes Coach. As BC got a nice lead at halftime, and then Briar Cliff kind of battled back on him a little bit. Ravens got a little bit cold in the early part of the second half, but we're able to persevere in this one. Got Coach getting up here, and we'll get our gear out for him. Coach, good to see you, young man. How are you? And congratulations. Is there any ears there?
Can you hear it? But I can hear you.
Can you? Okay.
I can hear you through these, not in these.
Okay. It's all right. It'll be fine. Congratulations, Coach. That was a good game. Good job.
That was a good game. Thank you. Off to a good start. I know that catch my breath here for a second.
Take a minute.
I just told them, in the locker room, I think this is one of the best defensive teams we've maybe ever had. I'm not going to lie. That 13-14 group was pretty good, or 14-15, but this group can really defend. And I say that, we just gave up 76, but Briar Cliff can really score. And the way they play is hard to defend. So I'm really excited about where our defense is at two games in. And then, of course, you look at the offensive, kind of how hard are we to guard right now? We have five guys in double figures. We have, I think, eight guys with more than 8 points, or nine guys with more than 8 points. I mean, we're just a really hard team to guard. And the ball moves. It touches everybody. We preach trust and unselfish. Be unselfish and trust the guy you're giving it to make the right play. And I really think this group is buying in, Tom. So, you know, it's early, but two games in, we feel pretty good. Honestly, when we scheduled both Lincoln and Briarcliff, I'm, of course, I go into every game nervous, but really didn't know where we were at. But I'm pleased, pleased.
Love the fact that you're able to utilize a lot of different athletes and you're able to put some different combinations down on the floor. Particularly, I would think, early in the season, that's especially valuable as you're seeing just how everybody works together and how it all comes together and meshes.
Yeah, I mean, I told them at halftime, Tom, I think, and I don't know this, but I would bet we're the deepest team maybe in the NAI right now. I mean, like, we can go legit 12, 13 guys down that bench. That's not always great for, like, rhythm in a game, you know, and letting guys kind of find their rhythm in a game, but I mean, we can almost, our second five, if that's what you call it, are as good as anybody, you know, and then the guys behind them who didn't even get a chance to take off their shirts could probably play a little bit in this game too. So, you know, I'm really happy with our depth, and I think it needs to be something that we use to our advantage. At halftime, I asked them, I used the analogy, you know, that we have to take their legs out. Have you ever seen the movie Rounders?
Nah.
So Rounders is a gambling movie with I can't remember his name, Damon. Matt Damon in it, and it's about playing, it's about gambling, and he talks about how when you're in a high stakes poker game, you know, the first key is taking out one of the legs, right? Like take out one of his four legs and then take a big chunk of his chips early. And so we use that. Of course, no guy in the locker room has seen the movie, Tom. Not one guy has seen the movie, so they have no idea what I'm talking about.
I feel much better now.
Yeah, because you don't know either.
Yeah, I don't either.
But my point was, we have to use our depth to take out their legs slowly as the game goes on. You know what I mean? Like, keep sending bodies at people. You can tell, maybe, hopefully people can tell, we're getting after the basketball a lot harder. Like, we're pressuring. We're extending our defense a little bit. And guys like Ahmad Lewis, you know, Nicir Scott, Saxton Thuston, I mean, these guys can get out and get after you. And I think that's a big advantage for us right now.
How do you get all these rebounds? Because you just did such a great job, I thought, on the boards tonight, out-rebounding this team 28-12. That's a crazy differential.
Yeah, you know, so one, the reason they have 12 is because we shot so efficiently. There's not a lot of misses out there. When you go 7-for-14 from three, and I don't even know what we were from two, but so that's the first thing, is be really efficient on offense, because then there's not a lot of misses for them to clean up. And the second thing is, we just made it an emphasis this year. You know, like, I mean, you know, so how do you challenge a team, Tom, that has everybody back that went to the Nationals? How do you challenge them? Well, you challenge them with, like, milestones. We have to be a better rebounding team. You know, like, Briarcliff got out-rebounded by 150 total rebounds on the season last year. Clearly, they're Achilles heel. We have to attack it. You know, in the first half, we were 22 of 28 from the field. We missed, or no, I'm sorry, 20 of 28. We missed eight shots. We had four offensive rebounds. So 50% of our misses we went and got. You know, so that's what we're reinforcing with this group, is, like, we have to challenge them. We want to be the – I told them, I gave them a challenge today before this game. I want this team to be the team that has the least turnovers at the end of the year than any team we've coached, me and Coach Beer, in the last 11 years. If we can do that, we're going to win a lot of games. Now, we didn't do a great job tonight. 14 is an okay number. Last game we had five. You know, so, like, what are we going to do to challenge these guys? And I think the rebounding aspect is a big part of it. They understand how important that is, because we honestly, across our league and the nation, people kind of we're not considered a very good rebounding team, because we focus a lot on getting back in transition and, you know, and doing a lot of things. We don't offensive rebound very well, but we're trying to change that a little bit. Maybe just be a little bit tougher, a little bit nastier, and I think it's shining through.
Coach, it's funny you mentioned benchmarks and things like that, because you almost blew me up here tonight, because somebody comes up and shares with me the message that Eric Cruz was 3 points short of 1,000 in his career. And I said, well, boy, he's going to get those Monday. And then you turn around and put him back in at the end of the game. He hits a couple of free throws, and he's at 999. I thought, oh, man.
Is that where he's at?
That's where he's at.
I had no idea.
So I just thought I would share that with you. Not that it matters at all, because that will
cool,
take care of itself.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, you know, Eric's had such a fantastic career here. And I think now you got, you know, Jaden's a 1,000-point scorer. He's a 1,000-point scorer. I would imagine Matt Austin's going to be close when it's all said and done to being a 1,000-point scorer. You know, he does it in a lot of different ways. You know, he can definitely shoot the three. He can score you in the block. He does some straight line stuff, you know, on the drive. I mean, he's just kind of he kind of looks like a clunky athlete out there, but he gets a lot of stuff done. And he's playing pretty injured this year too. We won't share what that is, but he's playing pretty beat up. So he's a tough kid. And 999. So we'll try to run something for him on Monday at the beginning of the game, and we'll recognize it.
Well, on Monday's game, we'll be, of course, up here with it on Care Radio, and the fans need to get up because Benedictine is playing a team that's got some matches and ties. I would think it's going to be a pretty big crowd up here.
Downing, Cougars, the head coach at Haskell Indian Nations University, and, you know, they're a scrappy bunch. They're young. They're going to be really small. So it'll be interesting. They had Ottawa down 10 at half just the other day, and then Ottawa came back and won that game. So, you know, we're just excited to play again and get that opportunity. I think rest will be a big thing for us. You know, I mean, clearly this will be our third game in 5 days with a really, really long road trip on Wednesday that takes the legs out of you. So we're excited to go play again.
Coach, we appreciate you coming up. Again, congratulations. Great win, and we're looking forward to Monday. Take a minute, get a nap, and get the guys together tomorrow and just make sure everybody's good, right?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We'll meet in the afternoon, and we'll stretch a little bit and drink some protein shakes and get ready to play on Monday.
Maybe watch football.
For sure.
There you go.
Sure. We got to get – Mahomes is on Monday, so you know what we need to watch? We need to watch the Bears,
God,
baby.
I was going
to
say, we
Chris
will.
Chris Faber, man. I texted him today, and I said, what an opportunity, Chris. You know, and he, you know what his response was?
Thanks.
Crazy week.
Thanks.
Crazy week. Yeah, that's what he said. So excited for Chris Faber to coach the Bears. That'll be fun. Tom, thanks as always.
You bet.
What a day, man. Baldwin City, back to Atchison, two games.
You don't have
games.
Some intramurals or somebody who's going to get out there. Well, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll.
You're doing good. Thanks for all your help.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Ravens, after a big win for the guys here tonight, 90-76 over Briarcliff. Joseph, I don't know what else we can do, man. I think you need to get home. We want to thank everybody for having joined us. Opening game today, the Benedictine football team got up just short down at number 5. Baker, Lady Ravens, a huge win, a record-setting win, as 117 points, the most ever scored by a Benedictine women's team. And then Briarcliff here tonight with the guys. Benedictine men go to 2-0 with a 90-76 win. Monday night, as Coach mentioned, we're back up here. It's the BC guys and Haskell Indian Nations College. Join us here on Care Radio for that. I want to thank you for having joined us. And until Monday, for Joseph, our producer engineer back in the Care Radio Sports Studio, he must have a cot and a pillow back there because I don't know how else he could last this long. And for Gus, who was with me all day today, Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.